Good morning. It's Friday, July 31st, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. David Sinclair's Life Biosciences has dosed the first human in an anti-aging gene therapy trial, the field's most significant milestone yet, while Brian Johnson publicly questions his $2 protocol after an incurable disease diagnosis. New trial data deliver practical signal. Metformin cut long COVID risk by roughly half in nearly 3,000 participants, and rapamycin shows uniquely strong benefits for APOE4 carriers. A critical caveat closes today's issue. Short-term stressors can wildly skew epigenetic clock readings, calling into question how much to trust your biological age score. From the research desk. The headline, David Sinclair's Life Biosciences injects first human with anti-aging gene therapy. According to Age Management Medicine Group, Life Biosciences, co-founded by Harvard geneticist David Sinclair, has dosed the first human participant in an anti-aging gene therapy trial using partial epigenetic reprogramming to reset cellular aging signatures, a milestone that moves this technology from animal models into human medicine for the first time. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, the aging brain's immune cells may not just go bad, they may be replaced by worse ones. From Fight Aging. New research challenges a foundational assumption about brain aging. The microglia that surveil and maintain the brain may not simply become more inflammatory with age, they may actually be replaced by a fundamentally different, more aggressive cell type derived from circulating blood monocytes. Eating within a shorter daily window linked to better brain health in older adults, from Fox News Health. A new study finds that time-restricted eating, confining meals to a shorter daily window, is associated with meaningfully better brain health in older adults, adding cognitive protection to TRE's already strong metabolic resume. In supplement news, rapamycin shows outsized brain and metabolic benefits, specifically in APOE4 carriers, from APOE4.org. New data suggests that rapamycin produces significantly stronger benefits in cognitively normal, middle-aged APOE4 carriers than in non-carriers, improving neurovascular function, peripheral metabolism, and immune regulation in a population already at elevated Alzheimer's risk. Metformin cuts long COVID risk by half in trial of nearly 3,000 people, from Clinical Infectious Diseases. A clinical trial of 2,983 participants found that metformin reduced the risk of physician-diagnosed long COVID at 6 months post-infection by approximately 50%, according to a Nature News feature covering results published in Clinical Infectious Diseases. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.